You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The holiday mystery, The Games Afoot, is in its second week run at Western Michigan University. Retired WMUK General Manager Gordon Bolar has this review.
The University Theater's production of The Games Afoot combines mystery and farce for a knee-slapping laugh fest that will intrigue and amuse audiences of all ages. Ken Ludwig's play is set in the 1936 castle of real-life Broadway star William Gillette. On Christmas Eve, Gillette dons Sherlock Holmes apparel and enlists his theater company friends and others to help him solve a murder. Or is it two murders?
Could it have been an accident, perhaps?
Or natural causes, like a heart attack.
That would be very comforting indeed, except that his throat was cut from ear to ear with a razor blade.
Well, the solution to these and other mysteries is revealed after a merry chase around the country manor, featuring all of the elements of the perfect thriller. Bodies lying about, thunder and lightning, a seance, screams in the dark, and malicious deeds.
Oh my God!
Yes, yes, yes. Dear Mr. Holmes, bang! You're dead.
Then they were trying to kill you.
Yes.
Wait, wait, look, there's more.
What makes this production a marvelous piece of comic theater is the cast members' flawless execution of elaborate physical action and their delivery of Ludwig's witty, rapid-fire banter. Highlights of the evening are the acrobatic efforts of Gillette, played by Garrett McCord, and Felix, played by Mitch Sowers, to keep a presumably dead body in a closet and out of sight. Similarly, Sebastiana Gullo as Aggie and Nathan Van Atta as Simon consummate their recent marriage with a bout of visceral, painful, and hilarious stage combat. Split-second timing is key here to executing activities that are both believable and funny. The vocal agility of the University Theater cast plays a large role in their success. Gossip columnist, critic, and medium Daria Chase, played by Sarah Quigley, dominates the first-act conversation with an onslaught of barbed remarks and biting put-downs. Similarly, the ditzy, frizzy-haired Inspector Goring, played by Sarah Newman, controls her Act II investigation with startling statements and a barrage of curious quotes from Shakespeare. Near the play's conclusion, Madge, portrayed with flair by Annalise Romans, and actors Sowers and McCord as Gillette in the Sherlock Holmes persona, offer an elaborate explanation and apparent solution for the puzzle that plagues the holiday festivities. The trio's deductions, delivered at breakneck pace and trippingly on the tongue, are clear, logical, and plausible. They're also marvelously incorrect. And that's the beauty of a verbal or physical pratfall in a Ken Ludwig play. He takes great joy in pulling out the rug from underneath those who stand on logic and certainty. Central to Ludwig's topsy-turvy value system are eccentric characters who are never quite what they seem. Sarah Steiner, as Martha, Gillette's kindly gray-haired mother, is delightful as she defies conventional expectations in this role. Director Mark Learman's lucid stage pictures help tell a story full of surprises. Learman leads the eye to the proper focal point amid the shifting dynamics of a stage filled with characters. Supporting the effort is designer Dave Sobey's Country Castle, featuring revolving hidden rooms, circulating toy trains, falling snow outside, and a variety of doors and openings. Sobey's set provides the proper playground for Gillette's detective games and serves as a platform for the elaborate gags, knockdown, drag-out fights, and sudden appearances in Ludwig's script.
It's isolated. There's loads of rooms for hiding the body in, and it's on a river so you can drown people. What more do you want?
These scenic elements, along with first-rate performances, help make The Games Afoot, or Homes for the Holidays, good theater and an excellent choice for pre-holiday entertainment. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Bolar.